Voice of Conservatism. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And we are back. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thanks very much for joining me. Well, if there is one organization that has done very well under the Obama administration, it's the National Rifle Association, the NRA, which just whipped the president's behind in this recent gun bill battle in the nation's capital. I mean, even the Democratic Senate didn't come close to passing even a scaled-down version of the gun bill being pursued by the president. The NRA has also lodged its 5 millionth member. Let's talk to Dave Workman, former NRA National Board member, and now, of course, with the Second Amendment Foundation. Mr. Workman, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, John. How are you?
Great. Getting ready to head back home, I see.
It's been an interesting weekend down here. I think they probably set a new record for attendance at the George R. Brown Convention Center. I would be willing to bet that they hit at least 75,000, maybe closer to 80,000 people. Saturday, you could hardly move in the aisles of the exhibit hall. There were 2,000 or 3,000 people at the NRA annual members meeting on Saturday morning. Today they're electing a new president of the NRA, a guy that I've known for a long time. His name is Jim Porter. He's been the first vice president for the last couple of years. He's an Alabama attorney.
Now, Mr. Porter is going to assume the reins of an organization once led by Charlton Heston, right?
Yeah, you bet. Chuck Heston was an interesting guy. I got to interview him a couple of times. I broke bread with him several times, and he led the association for five terms as president, which is unprecedented.
By the way, I should point out something interesting about Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston may have been the only person who not only spoke, but, as you say, led an NRA national convention and also was in attendance at the Martin Luther King's March on Washington.
Well, yeah, you know, he was a civil rights activist before it became stylish, and I talked
very,
to him about
very
that.
Good way to put it. Before it was in vogue, before it was stylish,
yeah.
There weren't a lot of celebrities on August 22nd, 1963, in the March on Washington.
No, and he was right in the front of the line.
That's
and
where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I had an opportunity to ask him about that, and he said, you know, Dave, it was the right thing to do. And that was the kind of guy he was. He just, whatever you think of him on screen, you know, Ben-Hur and 55 Days at Peking and El Cid and all that stuff, he knew right from wrong, and he was darn good at doing the right thing.
So let me ask you about this piece that just ran. It's in the Aurora, Colorado Sentinel. It's a small newspaper. But Aurora,
Dave Perry.
Yes, very much in the news because of the gun rampage that resulted in the deaths of how many people was it?
I think it was 17. My memory's vague on that. I'm looking down through here. He wrote about it, but
anyway, here's what he
about
wrote
last July. Yeah,
here is what he wrote. He said, I agree it's fruitless to give the benefit of the doubt to people who are so obviously corrupt, so malevolent, so bent on hurting innocent people for their own sick gain. When the facts are so clearly before all Americans for the whole world to see, why bother with this country's odious and cumbersome system of justice? Send the guilty monsters directly to Guantanamo Bay for all eternity. Let them rot in their own mental squalor. No, not the wannabe sick kid who blew up the Boston Marathon or the freak that's mailing ricin-laced letters to the president. I'm talking about the real terrorist threat here in America, the National Rifle Association.
Well, it's always nice to be loved. As an NRA member and former director, I just I tell you, it's interesting that we have so many fans out there that would like to send us places. Since I don't like to travel, I won't dig him up on it. But this is the kind of social bigotry that I've been after for a long time. And it's funny that we were talking about Heston a few minutes ago. He also picked up on this and talked about this culture war that's going on in America. And we got a dose of that over the weekend here. And it was funny. We had at least 70,000 people at the NRA convention, and across the street over the course of 3 days, I think the most that they could stir up were about two dozen protesters. I shot a picture on Saturday of the big, quote-unquote, noon march. There were six people over there across the street, and it was stunning, the contrast between people inside the convention center, many of whom were armed because it was legal in there, and it was probably the safest place in Houston to be. Across the street, I might have got hit trying to run over there through traffic to get a closer look, but it was really something. And frankly, I think that the NRA can be proud of what they did over the weekend. It was a scratch.
Well, I think they actually emerged stronger, and they reminded people. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but gun control supporters actually outspent the NRA lobby in Olympia this year. The Washington Alliance for Gun Responsibility actually spent more money in Olympia than the NRA. And you keep hearing about the mighty financial clout of the NRA. I don't think it's the financial clout of the NRA that explains its influence. It's the fact that so many people who belong to it are organized and ready to get involved.
Well, you know, I think you just cracked another code there, John, and you're really good at that, because you have just reminded your listeners, and I'm one of them, that our votes aren't for sale. You can't buy our constitutional rights. And I know that the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, whatever the hell that means, they are going to try to mount an initiative campaign here later this year, and I think next year to the voters. From what I understand, they're going to be bankrolled with some big money. But Washington State is not for sale. And where there may be more than 100,000 NRA members, if you look at the numbers that are advertised by, say, Washington Ceasefire, right, they've got 5,000 members.
I tell you what, Dave Workman, looking forward to seeing you when you're back up here. Thanks again for joining us for a few minutes. It's coming up on 6:30, Talk Radio 570 KVI.